With that, folks, let's open up one of my favorite book cover, The Pub Mafia by the late, great Irwin Schiff, and we start momentarily. Is that ready to do it, guys? Hello, I am Peyman Motahede, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will show you how you can buy a home without a tax return. Yes, most people believe that, well, you got to have a tax return to get a loan because the banks require a tax return to determine your income. Well, guess what? That's not necessary. I'm going to give you multiple ways how you can do that. Okay, let's go to my screen, and you'll see on here this source, balanceprocess.com. Just like it sounds, balanceprocess.com. They have a page on their website on how to get a loan without tax returns, okay? It's a very good website. I like what this young man put together. It explains things for business owners, mortgage without tax returns, okay? It explains how you can private and loss only mortgages for them, and wage earners, that's right, mortgage without tax returns. You see, they don't need that tax return. Your W-2 is enough for them to lend you, okay? And for business owners, your bank deposits is usually enough. The details are given in this website. We explain things to you. Real estate investors, that's a minority of you. You can get mortgage without tax returns. That's all there. And no income verification. Again, mortgage without tax returns can't be done. And in summary, he explains there's 6 ways to get approved for a loan without a tax return. A personal bank statement loan, a business bank statement loan, about the same thing almost, a profit and loss only mortgage. For wage earners, you can get a traditional loan, cash flow mortgage, and no income verification. So that's the young man you see right here. We've got his website together. And he has videos on this topic, nice short ones. How to get a no tax return mortgage. 3 options to get approved on his Mortgage by Adam, as you see on his channel on YouTube. Okay, so you can go to his channel. That is there, 1 video. Another one I like is how to get a mortgage without tax returns. Okay, again, Mortgage by Adam is his channel. And that's his channel. And he has a lot more on this topic. You go there and on videos. Well, he has videos that specialize in different type of situation. For example, usually the lenders put up homeowners, so business owners that want a 2-year track record of being in business. Well, he has a video on here when you have less than 1 year self-employed mortgage. How do you do that? Okay. So like this one right here. Okay. So there's specialty videos that he has, your situation. You can go and do a search on his website or scroll down. You'll find it there. And on top of that, I got you this. This website, Benzinga.com, okay? Benzinga, okay? This guy has a listing of mortgage lenders that do not require tax returns. Yep. So you go there, scroll down, and he has a list of best lenders for no tax return mortgage loans, okay? Here's one of them he lists. The good thing is you have choices. He shows what states these guys are available. This particular one is in California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, a lot of states. Okay? Some of these guys are not in many states, but you can go look for a bunch of them right here. And if you keep going at this page, after he lists a bunch of different ones, he has another list called lenders that don't required tax returns right here, as I'm all highlighted, with the minimum credit score that they like you to have before they lend money to you. Usually it's 580 to 620 minimum, okay? Now, on top of that, folks, through the law school, I've done a video, okay, on how to buy a home, okay, without a tax return, okay, no slave surveillance number, no income, no 1040 income tax confession forms or bank loans. This was a three-hour course that I did back in 2014. And this one, you absolutely don't have to give up even an SS number for them. It's one thing to not have a need for a tax return. It's another not to give them any SS number. No Satan surveillance number or no slave surveillance number, misnamed social security number is necessary. No income verification is necessary. And on top of that, they don't even have to know you buy the house. Not even has to be in your name with complete privacy. Now that's a little bit more complex. That's why I did a three-hour course on this topic. I cannot just summarize it here for you. So you'll have to, folks, go there and check this out if you want to go that far, watch this course, which, by the way, I used to charge for it, for this course. Now it's available for free on Freedom Law School's channels, on Odyssey, Rumble, BitChute, and other places. So with that, folks, don't despair. You can buy a home without a tax return, and you can buy a home without a tax return, no income verification, no use SS number, with complete privacy, bankrupt, stay out of jail, you can do it. So with that, folks, go to our website, educate yourself. Remember, my people suffer for lack of knowledge, and seek the truth. Seek the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, for the freedom solutions you've been looking for. Okay. Let's get to your questions about this topic or other topics about freedom. Right now, we're in the heat of the tax season. People are wondering whether they should file a 1040 income tax confession trap form or not. Well, answers and the solutions you're looking for. Call the number you see on the screen, 657-383-1755. And now your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let us know you have a question. 1. And then I will take your questions. 1. Person at a time. Okay? We have no callers right now. Folks, I charge normally $800 an hour for my time. The first hour I charge only half, $400 an hour. Because I've been at this for 30 years, I'm very busy. But I make myself available to you guys for free on these Freedom Hour recordings so that I can help you and many other people who are calling in to get the same or similar questions like you answered. So we got three people with questions right now, folks. Let's get to them one at a time. The first call we have is from area code 470. The second person is from area code 512. Third caller is from area code 310. And the last caller is from area code 937. So let's go from the call from area code 470, my friend. To protect your privacy, folks, do not give me your last name. Just give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then go ahead and ask your question. Okay, call from area code 470. You are first. Go right ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. My name's Bonnie. I've presented myself before to your show. You're a big help. And my question to you, Paimon, is I have a question regarding the exemption for my taxes, income taxes. The federal income tax that has been taken from my check before, should I start, how soon can I start receiving that money once I file for the exemption for this year from my employer?
When you start receiving the money is not taken out of your paycheck anymore, so you automatically get it. I'm not quite sure what you mean by that.
Oh, well, I don't know if there's a waiting period that the employer will try to hold my earnings.
No. I mean, I don't know how slow your employer may be. Generally, when you give them the new W-4 form exam with all their proper, you know, corrections, additions need to be done to let them know you're doing it under force. You don't want to fill out a form at all, but they force you to fill it out to get paid. So they should process it within a few days or a week or two before your next gets cut to you. You might miss this pay period. Maybe next pay period they'll get to it, but that should be all done right away.
Okay. They don't harass me or under duress or anything for this exemption clause for the W-4 form.
Most often, not a problem at all. They just take it. Once in a while, they might be asking some questions or objections, you know, and it depends on the people. You know, dealing with employers is dealing with like going on a date. You know?
Right.
You're going to say this thing should be fine, but once in a while someone's oversensitive and you say something and they get upset, even though your intent was very well and clear, you know? There's no way I can predict how every human being might respond. But you should be just fine. Vast majority of time, it's not a problem. Nothing, no questions asked.
And have you noticed that people that claim this exemption are harassed by their employer?
I just said no.
Okay. Thank you. That's
you're
pretty much
good.
All my questions. Thank you.
It's simpler than you thought, Bonnie. You are most welcome, dear. Let us go to Texas now to area code 512. Caller, your first name. How you heard about
Hello,
it? And then your
Patrick.
Question, please. Patrick, okay.
Yes. Came across your information. I've been doing a lot of research on this over the years. And I just want to follow up on a few items, see what your take is on these. Well, one, so is there any way to go back and if you've already had any withholdings taken out for this year or the prior year, to request those back?
Well, they may be, but right now someone has told me they got a system, a friend of theirs, that supposedly works.
Okay.
I'm
going
to do my homework, my due diligence, check it out to make sure it sounds good, makes sense, legally does not have error. And then once I've vetted it out, then I'll put it out there and let you guys know you may want to try that. At this point, I do not have a clear way that I like with 99.9% confidence rate without any problems to present you. Okay. But
okay.
You can right now stop the withholding of income taxes on your job at the check right now. So you can do that right
now.
Do that, so you won't be in the same situation for next year.
Got that. And then also, when you refuse to file, and you receive a notice stating we have not received your return, how is that handled? Is that just blown off, or is there any type of correspondence that needs to go back? Is there any way to quell that
one?
So you're not having to deal with multiple requests? I have in the past.
Did you receive one?
In the past, I had.
And what did you do?
That one, I think they filed, they did their own little calculation and did their forced filing for me, which I told them I thought that was an act of fraud because they're acting as agent for me. And obviously, you know, within their guidelines, but still thought that was an act of constructive fraud. And then I think that they withheld money from a prior or later on return. This is before I was aware of this information. And so I don't remember anything after that year. I think the other years I filed returns. So I did receive some letters saying we've not received your return for this calendar year. There's like a 3-year window or something like that, and they're going to force enter a return.
Well, let me tell you this, okay, that the simple request for tax return is almost always a dumb computer-generated automated letter. And it's signed by a computer programmer called Operations Manager with a phony computer signature. You get that with the IRS address, a name, and someone's name and signature, you make you think, they noticed me. They saw me. I got a letter from Julie Andrews, David Robertson at the IRS. It's the operations manager who wrote me a letter. They're going to get me. They're going to say, Charlie, David, Marcus, go get somebody to get him because, you see, he's not filing. Go put him in jail, empty his bank account. The letters are designed to deceive you, scare you into on your own, saying, okay, I'll be a good boy. I'll file my tax return. Or I'll call them to be a good little boy. I'm a good little boy. Sorry, I didn't file my tax return. Please go easy on me. And there's someone watching you. It's a dumb computer-generated letter. And you should not just send a letter to them because you saw online somebody calls them and you got a refusal for fraud. All that stuff is garbage, patriot mythology. No insult to anybody. But it just doesn't work. You generally don't need to respond. The time you may need to respond is at the notice deficiency stage, official notice of deficiency, okay, and collection due process hearing. Other than those occasions, or maybe a summons, all these other letters with calculations even, they don't mean nothing. The legally calculation numbers mean nothing. A big fat zero. God, all you're doing, you're bringing attention to yourself, saying, hi, I'm one of those tax protesters. Yes, one of those frivolous filers. I hear that you guys get volunteers to maybe attack, make an example, maybe put a few in prison. I'm volunteering. Hey, isn't that great? Why do that? You see, these guys are a bunch of crooks and criminals. Unless you know exactly what you're doing with support, I recommend leave them alone. Only most efficiency and collection due process hearing and summons letters. These are all certified letters that require proper attention. Focus right now on stopping withholding improperly. Make sure you read and mail out the petitions to your congressman. That's critical. To have your defense laid out while we try to bring political change to corrupt misapplication of income tax laws. Okay?
Sounds good.
Any other questions, Patrick?
Yeah, I just have one other one. So in reference to the master files, right? I mean, I've gone through and requested that, and they gave me a bunch of grief why I wanted that, and it had to go through a special office and all this, you know, obviously very secretive behavior. But I got that file back, and it listed very erroneous and just insane information. I don't know if you're familiar with this master file situation, but
of course.
Saying that like I was a drug dealer in Cuba or some weird crap, this weird. And the first response I got was in all sorts of cryptic little characterizations. And so I had to call back and demand that they produce it in the English language that most common people can interpret and read and understand what the content of the document is. And so what is their game with this master file? Do you know?
I do know, but I want to tell you this. No need to waste your time. Know how a rocket that shoots to another country is made. But how do you make a better mousetrap? Who cares? Who cares? They do whatever stupid thing they do on the computers. People on the Patriot Movement all chain out the IMF and FOIA, what does that say? Who cares? Okay? They're leaving non-filers alone. Okay? The IRS made a decision back in 2015 or earlier, deliberately to leave non-filers alone because there'd be $1,000 on non-filers, they'd make only $2,000. For 1,000 on filers, they make over $300,000. If you were the IRS, would you spend $1,000 to make $2,000 on non-filers? Or spend $1,000? $300,000 with filers. Pretty obvious answer. I wonder why. So these, you don't need to do nothing. Okay, you're going to be free, left alone most likely, very, 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 very likely. Now, if you want to be extra safe and cautious, join our Restore Freedom Plan. You contribute a little bit of what you would have been stolen from the thieves, okay, give a part of that to the Restore Freedom Plan so we can, have, with that money, grow and fund all the freedom lawsuits, organizations, out there, freedom media, okay, and get politicians elected. Good ones that represent us, they need money, you know, to get elected, to get their word out. And in return, you can guarantee the IRS will not take anything from you. You'll not go to jail, prison at all. Guarantee with you, for you. If you don't even win, guess what? We'll reimburse you. You want that security blanket? It's an option available. Otherwise, why waste your time on all this stuff? Just go live your life, enjoy it. Okay? Tell others about us. You know, it's so hard right now to be brainwashed. People have been brainwashed about freedom. So that's why we give a 50% referral commission on persons first year membership into a restructuring plan. People say, oh, Paymon, it's too much. You're doing too much. No, because after first year, there is zero commissions. People stay with us year after year. Out the year because they want to be free. So it only makes sense to reward you for opening your mouth and sharing this information with your friends and family members. So join the Restore Freedom Plan, tell others, and rather waste your time doing IMF coding and the Greek language. They have to list it as being a drug dealer from Puerto Rico or gun manufacturer from this other place. Who cares about that stuff? All right, my friend.
Excellent.
Go win. Anything
that
else?
That sounds great. And just one last question. If you have a spouse and they're not as awake and aware of the realities that a lot of us know are actual rather than following the narrative that we're told, how is there a way that you can, you know, do – you can't file separate because you're not filing. Is there any way to mitigate that circumstance or not?
Yes. Number thing you do, go to our website, okay?
Okay.
You go on the front page of freedomlawschool.org, and then you scroll down to the seven steps. Take these seven steps for yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with that 100% protection. The seven steps are here. Okay, you can go at the bottom box, click on the start of seven steps, and then click on scroll down one more time, and there it is. Here's what you do. Wine and dine your wife. Got it? I don't care if she likes Olive Garden, yep. Outback, Texas Roadhouse, whatever she likes. Bring favorite food, honey. Tonight I want to surprise you. You don't have to do nothing. Your favorite wine or drink, dessert. We're going to have a good time tonight. Yeah, but after dinner, can't tell honey, I really appreciate you spending this time with me. I like to get your input into this thing. I value your intelligence, your wisdom, and your input. I've been watching this stuff. This guy is trying to teach me to follow the law as published on government's official legal website. Where's our brochure, Bob? Guys, can you give me a brochure, please? Okay. Government's official legal website. Watch these and tell me, you know, how am I doing? Okay. So then you take them there in front of the biggest computer screen you got or TV, have her start here with this 90-minute video. Okay? After this 90-minute video you see, right, then I cover the basics about the 10-4 U.S. individual tax return, government's official legal websites, right? And there's more detailed videos in below. You can watch those and then take it to step two. Okay? Avoid tax prison, okay? So have a watch this one as well. Okay? This is a short one, about 5 minutes long, okay? Give a short review also of step six, right? Step two is end filing in tax forms. And three, realize the IRS is mostly bluff, okay? So again, the video here is also very short. It's only about 9 minutes. So these are the most important ones, okay? Then step four, we got a new video there about victories. We'll put that on pretty soon. And then step five, question authority, again, is a big one. You have to see the cartoons on the left also. The cartoons on the left are meant to humor and people and see, like, this is a good one, one of my favorites. So don't take things so seriously. And they drive the message home and it's funny. Entertaining, quick way. So I have a go through seven steps. You know, step one, so one through six. This is step six. Become like the founding fathers. And these videos, there's more detailed videos on these available. For example, on step one, you see, watch the full video here below that is there. Okay, you can click on those and more longer videos and more complete playlists appear on there. We're going to put more videos on these pages. So after about maybe 50 minutes of watching videos, take your break. Feel it out. If she looks like she maybe could watch a little bit more, I'll watch maybe another 50 minutes. If not, stop it and say, honey, thank you for the time you gave me tonight. Any questions? Okay. Let me write them down. You write down her questions, her concerns. Don't try to answer them. Call us at Freedom Law School. We'll help you with the right video that she needs to watch that will help her immediate concerns. Okay? And another night that you wine and dine her, show the videos. Address her individual concerns. Okay? This way, she will come to your side completely or will not oppose you. Now, she'll be much easier to work because the attitude has changed.
Right.
All right?
Excellent. Thanks for the insight.
All right, Patrick. But remember, all folks, we got these brochures. Okay? Restore freedom. Drain the D.C. swamp. Okay? Follow the law based on U.S. government's official legal websites. No law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. That's step one. Step two, end filing of tax returns, right? That's there. Step three, realize IRS is mostly bluff. Step four, take courage from our victories. Step five, question authority, and six, join a store freedom plan, and step seven, get paid for spreading the world, for helping America be free one person at a time. Humility at no charge. Call us at 813-444-4800. Take it to your work, your family members, okay? Anybody you know, your favorite mechanic shop, dentist, office, leave it there, okay? This stuff will really do good for you and help us get American people out. Free. And remember, at the back, the space at the bottom, put your name and phone number. When somebody calls us and said, I got the brochure, we ask them, whose name is it? They mention, your name, Patrick? The market in our system. When they join, you get paid 50% of your first year membership of them. Yeah. So be sure to join the store for your plan. It's as low as $2,000 a year. Okay. With payments, you can even that. And then you can join at $500 only. And by other referrals, get paid rest of your membership and get paid cash or crypto on top of that. So that's something I hope that will help answer your question and solve the challenges you have with your wife. Okay?
Sounds like a plan. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Patrick. Let's go to our caller from here, code 310, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi.
How'd you hear about us?
I saw you originally on YouTube, and then when I went to your to YouTube recently, I don't know, within 6 months, you weren't there. So I had to find you on your website or Rumble.
Yes.
So now I'm watching you. Yeah, so I guess YouTube really likes you. You know, that's what I see.
The badge of honor to be censored, right? We're under again.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Sir.
But so recently, my dad is older. He's turning 83, and he needs some procedures done that's outside of insurance. He had some gold and silver that he wanted to sell. So he assigned it to me with the company, and then they sold the gold and silver. But then after they sold the gold and silver, they said you need to fill out a W-9. And I wasn't expecting that because I could have went to the city and sold the gold and silver for 10% or, you know, a little bit of a discount and not dealt with a W-9. At this point, I feel like they trapped me with the W-9. They didn't tell me, and I just wanted the best feedback on moving forward, whether – because I don't have my individual bank account you know, so I don't know if I would do a, you know, a trust or a EIN or, you know, or my social, but I just need your feedback at this point.
Well, the W-9 form is not a big deal because it leads to them 1099-ing your dad. And guess what?
Well,
Yeah. They don't even use it 99 and W-4-2 information forms to come after non-filers. Yeah, the IRS is leaving non-filers alone. They don't want you to think, oh, the IRS knows me. They see me. They got that W-2-4 from my employer or that 1099 from the gold dealer or that company that paid me money. Ooh, they know me. They see me. Charlie, David, Robin, they're watching me. They saw my 1099. They're going to come to me as a non-filer.
Right.
They're not.
No, I understand.
So
I've been following.
Hold on. Let me finish. So I wouldn't worry about that. But number two, you get back with these guys and say, hey, buddy, if you don't give me money, I'm going to sue you for stealing my money. You never disclosed this stuff to me beforehand. You better give it to me now. Otherwise, I'm going to go right now. I get a lawyer. We'll sue you. I'm going to charge you fees and costs. A letter, one page, 1 to 2 paragraphs, certified mail, put the button on notice. That will do the job 98% of the time. Other than that, look, it's going to take more than that. It's going to take some one hand holding, follow-ups. I need to help you. Become a member. We can help you, stuff like that, or get an attorney. But it's a human thing. There's no gold answer I can give you that works 100% of the time. Okay, but this should work better than 90% of the time for you.
No, thank you. I've been following you for a few years. I'm pretty familiar. I know that I'm not a Washington, D.C. citizen, so I'm not required to file taxes. But my question is, if I have an EIN with a trust or an LLC, are they also, is it only Washington, D.C. citizens, or is an entity like EIN Trust, Living Trust, like are those also required to file?
Well, the answer is on government's official legal websites, okay? Let's go to 26 U.S.C. 7701 House.gov, right? There it is. It comes up. Definitions. All you have to do is read the law from U.S. House of Representatives from the Internal Revenue Code, Title 26, right? Definition section. Here it is. When used in this title, what title? Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. This is the federal tax laws. The definitions are key. This gobbledygook minutia that they try to confuse you with. So you go down, scroll down on here, to section 7701. You know United States means District of Columbia, so does state, right? Now, and the term, now you know, and domestic means domestic, means applies to corporation or partnership, means created or organized in the United States, D.C., or under the laws of D.C., or of any D.C., all D.C., right? Washington, D.C.
Yep.
You go down to see what the United States person is. You go down to 30. United States person means, besides a citizen or resident of the United States, a domestic or DC partnership, corporation, okay, any estate, okay, any trust. If a court within DC is able to exercise primary supervision over the administration of the trust, which means the trust is DC based, and one or more of more DC persons have the control or authority or control all substantial decisions of the trust. Is that you? No. So it doesn't matter. Your trust, corporation, none of that stuff is a DC entity, so it's free. You're free.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding from listening to you is that you only get in hot water when you file under penalty of perjury. That's when they can bring you into the kangaroo court and drag you around.
So. Mm-hmm. And if you're not prepared, and if you rely on garbage patient mythologies about sovereign citizenship, common law, national U.S. citizen, state citizen, I'm not a U.S. citizen, name it all capital letters, straw man, redemption, out of the jurisdiction of the admiralty, you know, fake flag, you know, statutory court jurisdiction, unless you do that nonsense also, you know, that's problematic. Other than that, you are free because you didn't get yourself in trouble by signing the 1040 tax forms or by doing a bunch of patent mythology nonsense. Okay?
Okay. You got it. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Okay. So sometimes the IRS follows up with letters saying, oh, we've seen that you have not filed in the last 2 years, so we will file for you if you do not reply by so-and-so date. What exactly does that mean? And if they file for you, is it the same as you filing under penalty of perjury if they say they file for you?
What it means is you're a winner of a garbage U.S. mail trash by the IRS that meant to scare you to file your 1040 tax form. You were
so they never
brainwashed the thing. Someone's watching me. Steve and Robin and Courtney, they're watching me. That letter comes from a human being. When I don't respond, that human being will take action against me. Look, that's
okay. So they never filed them. It's just a threat.
They in a very look. Don't make it a black and white. Like never, I would say never. Okay, it's how likely it is. Don't say, can they do this? Well, anything in the can. Can you or I die in a car accident tomorrow? Yeah, we can. Can the roof fall on your head or on my head tomorrow? Yeah, it can. It's not very likely, but it can happen. The question should be, which you ask, is how likely it to happen? Okay? Extremely unlikely for you not to die in a car accident, for the roof to fall on us, and it's very, very unlikely for us to maybe do anything real after that because they have only under 30 U.S. tax court judges. They know they do not have enough judges to drag all these 80 million non-filers into court. They know that. You didn't know that, but they know that. Okay? So they're going to come after you like you think, they're going to take me to court. 28 judges. Here are the tax court cases of 330 million Americans that exist here and the corporation and entities. They're not going to get to court. Again, if you want to be safe, how about if you do your part of restoring freedom? Like the founding fathers, as they said in the Declaration of Independence. Okay? They gave the pledge of our lives, sacred honor, okay, and their fortunes toward freedom. Everything they had laid on the line, right? Patrick Henry, John Hancock, okay, George Washington. All you gotta do, folks, deliver your money into Restore Freedom Plan, okay, to get our money back, because we need the money to get our country back. We have the truth. You have the people on our side, but the enemy got the money, and that money gives them power. We deliver that money. They used to give them to come this way. We're going to do immense amounts of return freedom like the founding fathers. Do that, and you get it safe. Safe. They will not take anything from you. We'll beat them. Even if you don't beat them, in a rare case, they take 10,000 from you, 400,000 from you. Freedom Law School will fully reimburse you what the IRS stole from you because all the members are pitching in. It's all for one and one for all, right? Total win-win. Does that help you a little bit? Can you seem a little bit worried?
Yeah.
You don't have to worry.
It's just okay. I understand if I join Freedom Law School that you may help me with the response. But my question is, let's say I'm one of the million that they file for me with that threat. My question is, if I do not physically write with a pen under penalty of perjury my signature, then that's where I'm safe. But if they file saying we are filing for you on your behalf, is that the same thing as me signing under penalty of perjury?
No. In some ways it is. Some other ways it's not. Because of that clean answer. That's why I didn't answer that question. It doesn't matter. In some ways it is, in some ways it's not. It's not because you didn't put it on the old rope around your neck. But on the other hand, for their own dumb computer to forward to go after you, they add this that if you file, they can go forward to try to potentially capture you for more money. So it is, and it is not.
Okay. I guess joining your organization, I probably will have more time to speak with somebody to get the answers. I mean, clear, right?
Well,
more
the answer
clear
I gave you, the answer is not always so black and white, my friend. That's the only thing. They can do a dummy return, substitute for return, in which they file a zero return, and they say, oh, you didn't report income. Based upon that income, we have W-2 or 1099. And your zero return that we filed for you with the U.S. 10,000 more and come after you. They potentially can do that. So, and they move forward.
Okay. Okay, I see. So, you know, rebutting any presumptions would be one way to protect from them threatening to file for you, so they don't move forward.
No. You don't necessarily need to rebut any presumption, at least you know how to do it. Okay, I'll listen on the channel of W2 1099 forms, which I'm looking at right now. I'm not doing that right now yet. I don't know how to do it properly. It's not just rebutting presumption. Look, there's the IRS that's just all computer generated. It's not like they're going to lock a bunch of half-intelligent employees at the IRS who read this stuff. And I'm thinking about how should I get a proper, legally correct, factually correct response to the intelligent question my mother's asking. No, man. They're a bunch of idiots that work at the IRS. They give you a bunch of canned for pre-formatted letters back. I think letter number 18 is the one pin. Send that letter out. That's what they do. You make it too complex. They don't work like you. They're not half as intelligent as you are, Michael. You're intelligent. You're a deep thinker, I can tell. They're not. You don't make it over the complex.
Okay. I mean, I was thinking just to be safe, just I don't have, you know, because I have a lien with the state because I don't file, so the state, you know, liens some of my, that's why I don't have a personal bank account. So I was just thinking just an LLC. I have an EIN, and since it's not a Washington, D.C., then I'll just have the funds there. That's all.
There's many ways to handle what you said. What you said seemed like one good way that it could be handled. There's many more. That's one of the reasons you want to get the Restore Freedom Plan, because questions like this could be fully analyzed for you, with you, about pros and cons and how it fits your situation, so you can make the best decision that works for you and gives you peace of mind at the same time.
Okay. Could I pay for a consultation with Freedom Law School, or there's only one option to just join, or?
It's $800 for consultation. The first hour is $400 with me, or you can send $200, get half hour with one of my most experienced freedom activists, and then find me afterwards. You have options. It's on our website. How do we get the help? Let's see.
Okay,
on
so I see. I see. So 30 minutes is 200?
30 minutes is 200 with me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, perfect. I'd love to do it.
So on the top left, it's all there. Yeah. Yeah.
So I can call tomorrow to set something up?
You just send the cash in the mail or crypto. Once you give us the tracking number or the crypto, then you send it, we verify it, and we can step a time to talk. No problem.
Okay, perfect. So where would I go? So can I call a rep from your company to send the crypto to set up a 30-minute call? Would that be
just
tomorrow?
Just give us the call tomorrow at the number 813-444-4800, and we'll guide you through the whole process, my friend, there. Okay?
Okay.
The numbers on the screen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Payment, for bringing this channel and giving peace of mind from to freedom-loving people from the criminals out there. Really appreciate you.
You're welcome. Bobby, you live in West L.A., West Los Angeles?
Santa Monica.
The communist socialist republic of Santa Monica. You called before. I remember, Michael, you called one time. Yeah. I know you're trying to get out of that place, my friend. I wish you luck.
Yes.
In time, you will.
I'm doing my best. I'm a light in the dark. I'm a light in the darkness for you, man, here. Santa Monica.
Thank you, Michael. All right, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
All right.
Thanks.
Let's go to one more call we have with questions. Call from Miracle 937. But let's put the number on the screen again. If you have a question, folks, remember the number to dial 657-383-1755 on keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and we'll take your question one person at a time. Call from area code 937, your first name, your state, and how you heard about us.
Hey, good evening, Payman. My name is Doug. I'm from Ohio, and actually I heard about you second time from Lee Merritt. You did a podcast or something, and I follow her. I'm a Freedom Medical person as well. And I actually called in earlier this week with a question, and your team suggested I call you live. So here's my question. Mm-hmm. I am a small business that is an S Corp, and I do business with the federal government directly. I'm a federal contractor. So what are my options?
Oh, that's right. That's an unusual question. So what you could do is instead of S Corp, the same as you for tax purposes, you could create
I was an LLC, and under the advice of my new accountant, I actually got a large refund by switching over to an S Corp and amending my previous year's taxes.
I know. He wants you playing the system. I understand that. That's you playing with the system as if you're required to file an income tax, but you're not. So given that you are doing performing functions of federal public office by being a contractor for the federal government,
right,
your best option is create a C-Corp, which is legally a separate entity than you. A C-Corp files the income tax. I think it's 20%. So it's a lower rate than the individual income tax probably. And then what they pay you is tax-free. But another question is, how much do you make in your business year? $100,000 a year? $1 million a year? How much approximately do you make?
From the government or overall?
Both numbers.
From the government, I probably make close to between 300 and 400, and overall 500 to 600.
Okay. 500 to 600 additional, or another 200 additional?
No, another 200 additional. So the total volume between 500 and 600, and 200 to 300 from the government.
Okay. But yeah, based upon that, that's the best way to go. On $300,000 to $400,000 from government, you pay the corporate income tax, okay, rate.
Okay.
And then, but that money pays just maybe 20% tax rate. I think that's for the corporate tax rate. I forgot. I got to check it out.
Okay.
Then that money comes to you tax-free. But the other $200,000 or so that you make, it has nothing to do with performing functions of federal public office. That was completely tax-free. No need to run it through a corporation. All you can have it as a single member LLC or sole proprietor if you like.
Okay. So then my next question comes in is, when I'm interested in joining your law school, what number do I put in for my income? Because I'm still paying. You can't save me from all of it. You can only save me from part of it.
So that's where, and you, good question. You got a very unique case, my friend, okay? So what we basically have to do is we'll have to work with you, talk to Eric. Okay? He was a taxpayer before. He knows how to do with my help and come up with the number. Because basically the goal is this. My vision was, is look, instead of paying all this money to the criminals in D.C., put the rope around our neck to enslave us and give them the chance to hurt us, right? And help our enemies,
right,
even the more money, maybe just 30% of what we pay them, which is this much, to restore them, and you get to keep the other 70%, okay? So it's a win-win. You get the bulk of the money for you and your family. You work for this, but smart. You are long-term, just like me. I'm grandchildren with a free country. So that's where the 30% comes from. So we're going to help you come up with that proper number based upon the situation. And then whatever that would be, 30% of that, we'll make it. So let's suppose that it turns out to be $50,000, what you paid the criminals, okay, that we're saving,
right,
you. So you only pay 30%, which is $15,000, and it keeps it $35,000, for example. So that you're one of those not so clean numbers. I may have to help Eric come up with the numbers for you when you call us. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. And then I just have another question. So there's a IRS code regarding private PMAs, private ministry associations, or private. I don't know what the other word is, but it's a 508-13-CA. So basically you just have to have an EIN number for banking, and then everything else is kind of like you don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to file with the IRS or things like that. Is this kind of like a similar situation?
No.
I don't know the actual code.
No. The 501C or 501c3a as a nonprofit. You play with
it's a 508 it's a 508 section. The 508,
yeah, I know. I don't have the number exactly either. 508, yeah. You play within this. You say that you are a DC corporation within the Internal Revenue Code. But within that, within the code, federal tax laws, there are exceptions for DC corporations, which are nonprofits or, you know, that type of thing, or, you know, associations are nonprofits. You don't need to play that game at all. Okay?
Okay. All right. I understand. So I'll reach out, probably, you know, and talk to your people a little bit more in depth. Is there anybody in particular I should ask for when I call in?
Ask for Eric or Benny, and then they can set you up with a 15-minute complimentary private consultation. Ask them over the numbers really more detail so I can help them make sure we get the number right for you.
Okay. That sounds great. I appreciate all the work you're doing, and, you know, totally support this cause because we need to drain the swamp and get rid of the people up there. Defund the IRS.
Defund the whole DC swamp, right? FBI, CIA, CDC, DOJ. Isn't that fun? I mean, guys, what is that to this? Is, you know, don't be wrong.
Yep.
We have no freedom of speech to criticize the government. None. They put you in jail.
I totally understand that. You know, as a medical freedom person, I'm censored quite often. I'm like you on YouTube. They don't like me.
They don't like you. So I come to America and say, guys, all you got to do is just tell people about what's going on out there. And, oh, even better, that you have right to free speech and right to due process of law, to their arms, you know, you know, right to jury trial and so many more things, right? And then the Constitution limits the federal government's tax powers, the only one of a major country in the world. So why paying this money that you legally don't owe to these criminals? You know, because they duped us. They brainwashed us to get the jobs to be safe, file a 1048 form to be safe, right? So good. Thank you, brother. Thank you for your support and your quest for truth, freedom, health, and freedom. We need more people like you out there, folks. That's what we need. We need more people like this man to get on the jump in there and join each other to get our country back. The more of us do this, the quicker we can get our country back and our freedoms. Thank you.
Absolutely. Defund all the acronyms.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. All right.
Thank you, my friend.
We have another caller from the International Communist Republic of Mexicana, formerly the Golden State of California. 510 caller. And then after this, a call from 810 area code coming up next. Yes, sir, what's your first name and how you heard about us?
Hello. Hi.
Your first name and how you heard about us.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I'm driving. I know I shouldn't be. Anyway, I have a question. I'm getting on unemployment. I'm getting laid off like in a week, and I was exempt with my original as an employee. I was exempt, so they were taking out social and the other stuff. So that's been okay, but my question is there anything I should know about the unemployment process? Because I've never had to file for unemployment before because I don't want to trigger anything, you know what I mean? The state of California.
You're not going to trigger nothing at all.
Okay, can I remain exempt when I get unemployment? I'm going through the process. I guess the employer is going to help me to sign up for it. I still remain exempt from my, as I am
exempt.
Now?
You're immune. It doesn't apply to you. We use the exempt form because the forcing you at the job to file the 1040 form, otherwise we will not hire you. Okay? You should not have to fill out a W-4 form to get a job. The employer forces you to fill out the form to give them permission to steal your money for the IRS. Then you have to fill out an exempt form correctly. with the proper everything like you see on our website at freedomlaws.org. Do it that way or don't do it because potentially it could be problematic for you. Do it correctly.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it as many times as necessary. Yes.
Okay, so when I – they've never come to me with the problem with it. I originally filled out the original one, and I signed, you know, without prejudice and all that kind of stuff, and I did exempt, you know, and I crossed out the verbiage that I didn't like on that. So I did it my way, and they still were okay with that, and they haven't said anything about it. I'm just concerned about when I file for unemployment, if I should just leave everything as is, or would I have to do anything? I don't know, because I want to remain exempt when they send me unemployment.
Unemployment is a state function. Okay, the state of California is giving you unemployment, not
the federal government.
So it's irrelevant. California and 50 states are not, they're not subsidiaries of the federal government. Okay, it doesn't work that way. The state created the federal government as an agent in 1791. It's the federal government that's below the states, okay? It's the other way around. They lie to us in the media and public food system that the federal government is supreme. It's not. 18 specific areas, 18, that they were delegated by states to the federal government, only in those specific areas the federal government is supreme. Otherwise, in all other areas of life, states and the people are free. Okay? So unemployment is coming from the state of California. It's none of the federal government's business.
Okay. Then that would raise another question concerning the state, too, because they were pretty aggressive at one point with another job I had earlier on, but now they haven't done anything since I've been at this current one for the last few years. So when I do the unemployment stuff, should I just do it normally and not worry about it all and just, I guess, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good news. Is this call going to be on? Can I check it out again and listen to it again on Rumble? Because there's some other stuff I was listening to while I was driving and wanted to hear it
again. On Rumble also. How them on Rumble, by the way? Oh, yeah, we do have that, yeah, on Rumble. Yeah, we do have it. And
okay, perfect, yeah.
But what I'd like to suggest you consider, since you're a freedom lover, you're going to be laid off. Why do you have to stay and continue to live in the International Communist Republic of Mexicania, okay, in that corrupt Oakland, California, cesspool? Why don't you just leave? A freedom lover like you ought to live in the state of Florida. What's keeping you nailed down? You have relatives, parents there. What's keeping you down there? Get a job out of here.
Well, if I can afford to live there, I'll move.
Are you kidding me? It costs a fraction of your cost living in Oakland to live in Florida. Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually renting out here, and I've got a pretty good deal at the moment.
But otherwise, cost living is there. Now, do you have homeless in the area? Do you have crime? Do you have graffiti in the area?
Oh, I know. It's insane. It's getting worse, too, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You have smog and traffic and Mickey Mouse control regulations. You haven't tried Florida. Come to Central Florida, my friend. Okay? And you can't imagine how beautiful it is here until you come see it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know how much beautiful and free it is out here. You know, you don't know freedom until you get away from the jail. If all your life you've been in prison, you don't know how good freedom is until you get out and you see, oh, this is so much better. I didn't know. All right, anything else? What was your name again, by the way? Are you all good?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
Okay. And let's go to Walmart, Columbia, America, 813. Let's put the number screen for more questions. If you have a question, call 657-381-755. on your telephone chat. Press 1. That will let me know your question, and I will take your question in turn. Press 1 on your telephone keypad at 657-383-1755. Okay, from 813 area code caller, your first name, how you heard about us, and your question.
Hey, Paymon, my name is James. Can you hear me?
Yes, James.
Yes, my name is James. I got a couple questions quite real quick here. First one is about income taxes. I have not yet filed my income taxes yet, and I wanted to know how to go about. I spoke to you last year about this, but I'd already filed. But I want to know, if I don't file, what can I do to avoid getting into trouble for not filing, and the process I need to go through to eventually stop my company from taking my income tax out of my paycheck.
Well, the easiest, simplest, safest thing to do is join the Restore Freedom Plan. Okay? Go to freedomhospital.org. Okay? And then the 7 steps are right here. 7 steps to free yourself of virus deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with 100% protection. As you go through it, step 6 is to join the Restore Freedom Plan. So go through all these 7 steps, and then go to step 6, and step 7, spread the word and get paid for it too. So go through these steps, call us. If you have any questions, our freedom activists will answer the call for you and guide you further and help you understand things and how to stop withholding from your paycheck. We'll help you with that process. Unlimited consultation, you get it. All your questions, you get it. All the guidance, you get it. If anything comes up, need some help, you get it at no extra charge. If the CPA, accountant, or tax attorney is necessary, get it all at no extra charge. So does that help you?
Yes, that does. My wife and I want to join your program as soon as we can. My other question is about Social Security. My wife has been getting Social Security for a few years now, and this year they recently just automatically enrolled her in Medicare Part B. They gave her the cost of living increase. But then what they did was they turned around and automatically enrolled her in Medicare Part B, which she doesn't need that because she don't mind insurance with my job. And we've been going around with these people for the past couple of months about getting her opted out of this Medicare Part B, where they keep giving us a runaround. How do we go about getting them to opt her out, exempt her from this Medicare Part B, which they're taking over $150 from her paycheck for it, which she's never going to use? How do we go? What step do we need to do to go to get her exempt from this Medicare Part B from the government, because she has she's on my insurance with my job? How do we do that?
How old are you, James? You and your wife?
I'm 55 and she's 65.
Okay. Did you guys get the corona jab?
No, we didn't.
Why not?
We didn't want to. We knew it was something wrong there.
Good. And you know, if you ask the doctors, what would they tell you about the jab? Would you take it or not take it?
If I asked the doctor down here, they would tell me to take it, but we haven't spoken to anybody about it.
You trust that doctor to take care of your wife's health, but when it comes to the jab, you don't trust him because you know he's wrong. You know he's wrong about the jab being good for you, the safe thing to do, whereas it's the opposite. So how can you trust the system that's corrupt enough to tell you, to tell a doctor, to tell you to take the jab that's been killing people? Why even take part in a socialist system that actually increases your odds of being killed. A friend of mine, you know, three people personally within a week or two of the jab, they all died just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the system. I know Ed Griffin, who does Retail Expo, is a 90-year-old man, wrote the Christian from Jekyll Island. He was in hospital in the middle of the night at 2 o'clock, three times. Different nurses want to come put Remdesivir in his liquids without his knowledge. He told them no every time. It took the third time he told him to stop. I don't want my medication. You don't want your wife's health in their hands. I got a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Broke hands. They put even something as simple as that. They put it all wrong and they broke the thumb. She was saying, hey, this is wrong. You're putting it too tight. He said, no, you don't know what you're talking about. You're fine. I broke a finger. They was in a bad position for a while, for weeks before she took off. Even something as simple as that, they messed up. A friend of mine has diabetes, and they wrapped his toes and the little pinky finger. They did it too tight. His diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
With healthy, natural things, he's getting better. That's right. We've been teaching him about natural health, getting better. But this one, because the jacked up is pinky, wrong, infection is still there, and they want to take pinky off, cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
They jacked him up. I was in the hospital. A friend of mine has to do something, and then natural therapy, but he had some other issues he didn't know, end up in the hospital. And I was there. And the food they're given was utter garbage. Instead of milk, they'll give this liquid with canola oil, which is rancid, liquid oxidized, liquid rust, and all the chemicals of garbage, which would make me, a healthy man, feel terrible. Now that you're a sick man, this thing, you want to have your wife do that? Educate her. Have to think.
No,
get
I don't.
Get out of that Medicare system that's killing you. Just get rid of it and get the payers all you want. No more Medicare.
Yes. What steps are you to go through to get her exempt from this Medicare Part B on the government? How do I do that?
I'll do it in the first place. Reverse it. So I don't want any of it at all.
Okay.
Whatever it is, just get out.
So there's
four keys to health. Let me tell you, they are very simple. Good nutrition, right? Can't eat garbage. Good rest, yes. Sleep is when we repair our bodies, right? You cannot take the car to a garage to fix, and before you had a chance to fix your body parts of the car, get out of the garage early. You got to give them a chance to fix it. Third, have some movement, some exercise, blood circulation, exertion of some sort, right? We're not just spirits. We're spirits in his body. We've got to use these bodies. We're meant to use them. Use them. And fourth, live a stress-free life of love. Don't sweat things. Love and smile. You do those things, you'll be healthier and 98% of Americans. The last three are easy. The first one is where people have been lied to. And the best source for that is westonaprice.org. I'm going to bring you on the screen for you to see. This dentist, by accident, find out the key of health. westonaprice.org in 1930s. Many people, the way the answers are all healthy. No diseases. It's coming up. Here we go. That's it. Go there. Study it. Natives were so healthy. They ate rich foods. Had no diseases even. Nearly no cavities or no cavities. How is that possible? So go there. Change your diet. Okay? To what should be. Now this vegetarian, low-fat, garbage, lie, nonsense. Okay? You want to do what this says? And on the right side, the page that says Introduction to Our Work. Okay? go there.
Yeah.
And study that right there. You can take a beginner's tour, okay? And the other three steps you can do on your own anyways. All right, brother.
All right.
All right, James.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks.
You are most welcome. Thank you for your call. And let's see. Bubba, you're from Florida, aren't you? Whereabouts do you live? You go. Well, by the way, I forgot. I'm going to be at this event, foreverfree.com in Sarasota, Florida, just south of Tampa, Florida, speaking at the Ron Paul reunion event. Okay? From great event, folks, grassroots. Saturday, March 11th at Anna Maria Island Power in Bradenton. He's scheduled there from 1 p.m. until 8 p.m., folks. Yep, it's going to be a great event, folks. Come to this event. It's only $16 a person, 1-6. You heard me right, $16. I'll be there. Bring your friends, family members to foreverfree.com, March 11th. Okay? In Sarasota, Florida. Let's go to another call from area code, I think, 206. Let me make sure I got everybody else already covered. Yes. We have a call from area code 206. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Regina. I'm from Washington State. I heard you from Bob the Plumber on CLO TV on Brighteon. So
yes.
When I heard you, it was very eye-opening to hear your presentation. So I have sent him my petitions. I've submitted my W-4 exempt form, and I won't be filing for 2022 because I want to stop this. But I did have a question. The payroll taxes, that I can't have taken off my paycheck until the employer's on board. Would that be correct?
Correct. Unfortunately, okay. That's correct.
Okay. I've been talking to them, but they're not quite there yet, so they don't want to rock the
right.
boat. Okay. So then my second question would be, we created an LLC so we could have a self-directed IRA, and then last year we converted our IRA to a self-directed Roth, basically to create that tax shelter. Because we're
okay.
going to get, you know, sell some stock and we'll have some gains. But now after listening to you, we don't have to pay taxes on those gains. But with that conversion also, and I'm not filing my taxes, I wouldn't have to pay taxes on that conversion, right? I mean, it would fall under the same categories,
right.
Not paying.
Yes.
Okay. And then my next thought was, because we just started the Roth, we have four more years, so if there's any gains that go into it, we wouldn't have access to it. So I was just thinking that it might be best just to go ahead and close out the Roth and then put it into savings, or we would just have, I don't know if we would go ahead and get rid of our LLC and just have everything where we could have access to it.
You can do as you please with that money, Regina. That is
okay.
Your money. Do with it what you like. You can leave it there if you want to or take it out. It's that simple.
Well, with the Roth, I guess it's kind of covered where, quote, you can't have access to it for 5 years total, and we're a year into it now. So I wish I'd heard about
right.
you last year.
Well, we can help you with that. You probably want to roll it over to a regular IRA and take that out of there. That would be a quick solution for you. You can do that from a Roth IRA to a regular IRA, self-directed, and take it out of there anytime you want.
Well, we just did it from a regular IRA into a Roth IRA. And
so
we did the conversion. Yeah.
Put it back.
And well, but we did that because then my husband doesn't have to take out the distribution every year, like they ask you to do.
How old is your husband? How old are you?
He is going to be 73, and I'll be 63.
Well, listen. He can take out whatever he wants or not. Ignore all those silly rules they got. Okay? That applies to citizens and residents of D.C. You're not from
right.
D.C. You're from Washington State, right?
Correct. Okay. I gotcha. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, that's kind of, I was just hoping that I was on the right track of the way I was thinking. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. It's our money. They don't get it.
Yeah. Do what you
yeah.
want to do with it. Yeah. Those rules don't apply to you. You're not a citizen or resident of D.C. Therefore, these Mickey Mouse rules that they make you think apply to you, they don't apply to you.
Right. And I'm trying to tell people about that, too. It was just very eye-opening, and I've learned more history from you in the last little bit of listening that, and want to share it with other people. So that's what I'll be doing.
Well, Regina, you seem like a fireball of love and truth. But let me suggest you and your husband join the Restore Freedom Plan, and we'll guide you through all this stuff. By the way, I was a financial planner in my 20s for 6 years. I was a real estate loan agent, too. And freedom planning, as you're together involved with unlimited consultation help, everything's done for you. Okay, and you get paid for opening your mouth or texting, emailing people about our website. You see our 9-minute video about income tax and have fun, spreading the truth, loving people, give them a chance to be
right.
free. They may not take it, that's their downfall, but you do the loving thing by giving them the opportunity.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay.
All right,
Regina.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you for your question. Well,
yes.
Let's say we answered everyone's questions, but I will put the number up one more time if you have any requests, folks. We'll use the last chance. Call area code 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. And I will take your question one at a time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Call 657-383-1755. Looks like we have two new callers. One from area code 217. And I think we may have another one from area code 310. No, that's the same person we had earlier, Michael. Okay. Area code 217 caller, you're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes, my name is Leroy. Heard about you on the Internet. Just watching you guys on the Internet.
Okay. All right. And how may I help you?
I just had a question. I was interested in some kind of good insurance. And I had seen something online. I was talking about own your own bank. It was like a whole life insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if you know anything about that type of stuff.
Sure. Whole life insurance is a rip-off scam. The insurance companies make a lot of money. They pay agents big commissions. What they do, they mix oil and water. They sell you insurance and investments by mixing it up. They make you look like you're getting a good rate of return on your money. But you see, they get to rip you off of the insurance price because you cannot shop around, compare it with other insurance products because it's mixed up with the oil price. It's confusing. You see, they give out big commissions to the agents who sell the ripoff. And what you really want is term life insurance, which is real insurance. Your car insurance is term insurance. Your health insurance is term insurance. Real insurance. You don't get your money back. There is no getting your money back. That's a deception. What they do, instead of selling this much with insurance, They charge you this much. They charge you. So the difference between here and there is in money you put in savings with them. You see, they rip you off of your investments and insurance and make it look like you're getting more money, you get money back.
No,
it's a ripoff.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one was like 68. They was talking about you could borrow money out of it with no interest, that type of stuff.
Why you borrow your own money? It's your own money.
It's your own, yeah, okay.
It's your own money they lend out. How much life insurance at what price they'll sell you?
They said it was like, I think like 60, 70,000. They said I would have got it if I had signed up for it. And they did it, so.
You did it? Sorry about that. How much you pay a month?
It's a month like $250, and then you can add extra if you want to, they were saying.
$250 a month, right?
Yeah.
That's $3,000 a year.
Right. It's a lot of money, yeah. That's what I was asking about. It didn't sound right to me when they did the thing and I looked at them and I thought about it. It's, you know.
It's your own savings they're giving you back. Not the insurance company that they're giving you back. It's your own savings that they get you. Rip off part of it and they give you back the rest and make it like, see, you got your whole money back. No. They charge you that much for insurance and the difference of a savings, you know, it's your own money you're borrowing against. It's like,
right.
What did you borrow against your own money?
Yeah, I see what you're saying now. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay. All righty. That was just my question for today. I just want to ask that question there. But let me ask you one more thing about the taxes. How would I go about trying to figure that out, how to get out of that? I haven't filed my taxes yet. So.
Well, let's show on our website the answer to your question.
Okay.
First of all, there's nothing to get out of. You're not getting out of it. Okay, you got to take these seven steps to free yourself of IRS deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with our 100% protection. Number one is to arm yourself with the law. That's based on U.S. government's official legal websites. No law requires 99% of Americans to file pay income tax. Okay? You're not getting out of nothing. You never owed the money in the first place.
Yeah, I heard
that
before.
You just been deceived and duped over 50 years. You need to stop the deception. Okay? That's step one. Step two, stop filing income tax forms or end filing income tax forms, right? It does not protect you. It endangers you. Step three, realize IRS is mostly bluff. Step four, take credit for more victories. Step five, write your lawmakers about the law. File and pay income tax only if your congressman, writing tax laws, can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax. And then step six, join the Restore Freedom Plan so you can lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with a lifetime guarantee that you'll be safe. You'll not go to prison. IRS will not take anything from you. If they do, we'll reimburse you in full. No risk. All the work is done for you. And then step seven, spread the word and get paid for each American you free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. So it's right there at freedomlawschool.org. The key's in your hand. Just turn it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Anything else? I can go to that website and I can get on that program, you said?
Freedomlawschool.org. Freedomlawschool.org or restorefreedoms.org and get you there.
All right, it sounds good. That's all I need today. Thank you, sir. You have a good day.
You're welcome, brother. Thank you for your question.
All right.
Bye-bye, my friend. Bye-bye, Leroy. You have no more questions, look like. So, folks, remember, if you can, make it to the event coming up, foreverfree.com. is a website for Ron Paul Reunion, the grassroots getting together in Bradenton, Florida. Okay, that's just south of the Tampa, Florida area. $16 a person, very expensive, folks. It's a great event, a lot of good speakers. You're going to meet other fear-loving people like yourself. I'll be there speaking there. Here's the speakers you'll see, my friend. It's a good excuse. Come to Florida, visit. Okay? You're not from Florida, come down for vacation. All right? Thank you for watching, guys. It's my way of loving you by giving you the information. But you hold the key to turn the key and for yourself. So freedommoscow.org, go there. Tell your friends, family members, co-workers about us. We will mail the brochures. Just pass out. Call us, 813-444-4800. We'll get them out mailed out to you. No charge to you, as many as you want. And put your name and phone number. So when they want to contact us and join, we get to pay you, thank you, and reward you for opening your mouth and share the truth, the liberating truth with other people in America. Good night. Okay. Yeah. This is a small modification, Vinny Brown.